Do you remember the first project that we worked on together?
We were in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I knew you were going to be there. And we were going to receive an award for technology. And I know I saw you there and kind of we were sitting there going through that process.
So we worked on that project in 2002, somewhere in there, but really didn't start dating until 2005.
The Christmas luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
That was a kind of odd luncheon in and of itself. But where we were talking and I made some comment that you did not seem to receive as funny as I thought that you should have.
Indeed. I believe I told people I did not get your sense of humor.
Or as I like to tell people, I'm an acquired taste. So
one of the pivotal times is one day I came over to talk with you and your travel buddy had bailed out on you to go to Sydney, Australia. And of course, in an airline, it's not unusual for people to go non-rev travel together. And so you were like, hey, you want to go to Sydney? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Why not? When? And so we kind of started plotting our trip from there. And at the time, we're not dating, just going because we both had an interest in Sydney and thought it would be fun and had a really amazing time. I think something about traveling with somebody is a life-changing experience because you go through everything together in some way. So being that far from home, you'd never been there before, I'd never been there before, and just finding your way and making that adventure. I really knew, I guess, after we came back, like, I think I might be interested in dating him.
And yet you couldn't.
It's true. I had made the decision to leave Delta and take another opportunity with another large company, a promotion for me in the Midwest. So I was torn significantly because I was going to be moving about 2 weeks after we got back.
Mm-hmm.
So I left, and within hours, it was very clear to me that it was not Delta and it was not where I wanted to be. And within 2 weeks' time, I think I had talked to my old boss. He was like, no, we haven't done anything with your job. Come back. And so I did. And it was the best decision I ever made, though it was one of the hardest decisions I ever made. And I think it's made me appreciate my passion and my love for this company even more than perhaps I would have had I not done that. Obviously, I came back and we started dating. And a year later, we were married.
It was like playing a country song backwards. You got your job back, you got a pay raise, and you fell in love. And it was like, that's awesome.